here, and this one here.
Oh, so, uh-huh.
And that one here. Have you ever seen those?
Yeah, I think I have. These kind of fit together like this?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
About enough?
Yeah. Now, would these have any straight up and down posts, or would they all be lying flat?
It's cardinal where we would have them. Now, if we had cattle, we would have a post, say, one like this, one like that, and then one like this, and one like that, and we put the rails in those crosses there, see,
mm-hmm.
on
mm-hmm.
top.
Mm-hmm. So that would kind of give the fence some support. Then.
So that the cows couldn't jump over.
I see, uh-huh.
And we do that all the way on the top there, see.
Uh-huh, okay. And what about some other kinds of wooden fences?
Well, now we had a palings around our yard. That's not very good drawing, but you know what I mean.
I'm sure it's better than I could do.
And there's a slat down here that they were nailed to, and one up here. But now we had them kind of shaped, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about some other kinds of wooden fences? Do you use any besides?
We had wire fence.
What about fences that just had boards nailed up? Did you ever use those? Uh-huh. Well, let me see now. Did you have a particular name that you called these things that went on the...
Stakes and riders.
Uh-huh.
These were the stake and this was the rider.
And that would go on top of the rail fence?
Rail fence.
Are there different names for different kinds of rail fences, or are all rail fences built in this?
All rail fences are built like that. They interlock, so they'll stay up.
If too many people are spending the night at somebody's house, what do you call a bed that's made up on the floor?
Pallet.
And how do you go about making a pallet?
Well, now, the way we did at home, we'd take one of the mattresses and put on the floor,
mm-hmm.
one of the cotton mattresses.
Mm-hmm. And then just make it up as you would a bed.
Make it up as you would a regular bed.
What do you call low ground in a field or a river valley where somebody might plant some crops?
We call it a bog at home.
Would you name several different kinds of roads depending on what they're made out of?
Well, all I know is the hard surface road and the dirt road.
Do you have a particular name for a hard surface road with a black top on it?
Paved road, that's all I know.
And what about a hard surface road with a light colored top? No special name for that?
No special name.
What do you call a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street?
Between the sidewalk and the street,
mm-hmm.
3 or 4 feet wide.
Mm-hmm. Little grassy strip.
The side of the road, what we call it.
Okay. What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country?
We always call it a ditch.
Okay. What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats and doesn't do any work?
Now, I don't know. We never did have this kind.
Okay. Well, did you ever have a dog that just came around and hung around?
No. See, we lived in the country, and we kept two dogs all the time, but they were good dogs.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you don't have any...